I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, restoration is part of an annual pilgrimage to an internment camp in western Arizona, and a bill is signed into law to give Alaska Native veterans more time to file for their Native allotments. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Arizona tribal reservations were home to two of the nation's 10 internment camps during World War II. On the western edge of the state, the Colorado River Indian Tribes welcomes visitors to see abandoned relics from that dark past. In fact, there's an annual pilgrimage, and this year, KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio went along. President Trump signed a bill into law Friday that will give Alaska Native veterans more time to file for their Native allotments. The deadline to apply was Monday, but legislation passed earlier this month to give veterans a five-year extension. The Native Allotment Program was created more than 100 years ago to put more federal land into private ownership. It allowed individual Alaska Natives to claim 160 acres, but when the federal program ended in 1971, Vietnam vets missed out because many were overseas fighting the war. As of mid-December, only about 25% of eligible veterans had applied for their allotments. Many said the process was too difficult to navigate. Senator Dan Sullivan, one of the main sponsors of the bill, said he will make staff available to assist veterans with their applications. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.